100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Currently social distancing from you, but putting sound waves into your ears through the magic of the internet. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for today is device. We got a whole bunch of stories in from y'all, and I'm going to share them with you. How's that? How's that for a deal? All right, let's go ahead and listen, and then I'll wrap things up after the show. Here we go.
Hello, night people. Tom here from deep inside the house. And my story this evening is called One More Bidet. A wise guy once said, "How can you nose the holy unless you nose the device?" I think that was the Marquis de Sade. But the quote was, "In order to know the virtue, we must first acquaint ourselves with device." His acquaintance must have come from Brooklyn. Nah, I think they were from Jersey Shore's. Well, that explains the device part. Those guys down there are a pretty twisted bunch. Yeah, I knew this girl from Seaside Heights. The things she could do with a Bic lighter would make your eyes roll back in your head. Ah, sweet device. And that's it for this week. Forgive that horrible, horrible accent. Horrible, horrible. Dialect. That horrible, horrible, that horrible, horribleness. As always, good night, America, wherever you are, in the bathroom or the kitchen.
Good news! I got my children to listen to the Mutual Audio Drama Network podcast. Bad news? When Jack talked about things people could do in isolation, my children just heard the practice magic part, and nothing else on the list. Sadly, when I left them to their own devices, they summoned a demon into our garage. Not sure what to do. The demon offered me great wealth for half of what remains of the Costco-size bag of toilet paper in the garage, which I bought before the quarantine, because it thinks it can buy a soul per roll.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Your train is fitted with a device which locks both doors and brakes in the event of a breakdown. This is why you are currently stationary and cannot leave the train. The train heading towards you, at 70 miles per hour, is also fitted with a safety device, which will automatically apply the brakes, in good time, if an obstacle is detected on the track ahead. Unfortunately for you, I have disabled that device. I therefore regret to inform you that your next stop will be the afterlife. Please have tickets ready for inspection as death passes along the carriage.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a great week. And here's my story. This is a magical device. You open it and things jump at your face and hit your eyes. As you touch it, you may have an allergic reaction and sneeze, especially if the device is quite old. But beware. You must hide it. You must hide it carefully. This device was brought to us millions and millions of years ago by the humans. What could jump out of it? Dust? Human dust? Nods. But also words and ideas and doubts and questions. Human questions? No, just questions. Will they make me smile? Yes. They will make you smile, a human smile. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast, available wherever you get podcasts. This is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 727 with a prompt of device. Here we go. Before you go, look at this, Bill Burt's dad said, taking a pen from his pocket and holding it up. Marissa covered her eyes and ran for the car. Don't look at it, Dad. It's a memory wiping device. Mr. Albrogetti scowled. It's just a pen. Is it? Mr. Wienerheimer asked. Have you never seen Men in Black? I don't waste my time with garbage like that, Mr. Albrogetti said. Good. The top of the pen flashed a blinding blue light. Bilbert's father took Mr. Albrogetti by the arm. Thanks for coming over, he said, guiding the man to his car. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Turubber Zaino here with a story on the word device. Ever since near disasters with self-improving AI, the Ministry of Devices exercises strict control over the ingenuity of inventors. Anything that can make more of itself is forbidden. Nothing may run indefinitely without human intervention. Turing completeness is especially outlawed. Machines must be simple, understandable devices, performing clear, limited tasks, and dependent on human supervision. Even then, unforeseen combinations of devices on occasion produce an emergent mind, and then we battle to prevent it from consuming us for its own unknowable purposes. A machine to analyze the entire device ecosystem to prevent this would necessarily be the most forbidden of all.
Good morning, Richard here. Here's my story on the topic device. It's called Call Me. The handheld device is dead. The guy on the stage beamed broadly at us as we waited expectantly for our first view of the iPhone 25XL. Unexpectedly, an X-ray picture appeared on the screen. This, he continued, is my body, which through applied nanotechnology takes all the functionality of a traditional phone and organically manipulates my body to replicate them. My ears, programmed to receive calls, my eyes to capture images, and my brain offers unlimited storage capacity. It is a work in progress, though. He looked sheepish. You really don't want to know where we plug the charger in. There you go, that's the future. I'm off, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
We found the device buried on the dark side of the moon, buried under tons of rock. There were instructions on how to power it and activate it, but nothing about what it did. No matter how much we examined it, we couldn't figure it out. People speculated, but nobody really knew. The technology was just too far beyond ours to understand. So we buried it again, and built a relay station on top of it. Nobody will know it's there, or ever be tempted to use it. I've set this shuttle's engines to explode on liftoff. Nobody would tell anything.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of device. Well, how about the next topic? You can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. It's a pick two. But go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com to go see the next topic. You can start writing. The whole year's schedule of topics is up there. I'm not changing it for the you-know-what that's going around. And if you don't mention it, it won't happen. I know, the whole George Carlin people are stupid thing. I deal with it. Anyway, what else? Thank you. I hope you enjoyed. And there'll be stories tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day until we're back to this. So I'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.